Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
When it comes to the legislature, the phrase of the day is sine die, meaning without day. In Latin, it's actually pronounced sine die, but the legislature says sine die, and when it comes to the legislature, you don't mess with tradition. The context is actually adjourning sine die, or adjourning with no appointed date for resumption. It's the end of the end. It's the last motion made during any legislative session, and it could come as early as tomorrow. With the budget on its way to the governor and a few cleanup bills following right behind, the work of the legislature is essentially done. Now, it's wait and see. What will the governor do? At this point, he has several options. Once a bill lands on his desk, the governor has 10 days to decide what to do. He can sign it, or let it become law without his signature, or he can veto the bill in its entirety, or just parts of it. In the case of a spending bill, he can exercise a line item veto, or he can issue what's called an amendatory veto, basically a statement that tells the legislature, if you make the following changes to the language, then I'll sign it. When the governor signs a bill, it goes to the office of the Secretary of State and becomes law. The same holds true for a bill that has been in the governor's possession for 10 days without his signature. If the governor chooses to veto a bill, then it goes back to the legislature with a statement saying why the governor rejected the bill. At that point, the legislature has several options. They can override the veto with a two-thirds majority vote, or, in the case of an amendatory veto, they can vote to change the language and send the bill back to the governor for his approval. As a matter of practice, votes to override a veto usually fail because they require members of the governor's own party to vote against him. In fact, I've seen lots of cases where bills pass the legislature by overwhelming majorities, much more than were needed to override a veto, only to have the veto upheld on a straight party line vote. This happened frequently when Brian Schweitzer was governor. One big difference between Governor Schweitzer and Governor Bullock is that Governor Bullock quietly vetoes bills he doesn't like. Governor Schweitzer, on the other hand, created a public spectacle when he stood on the steps of the Capitol and ran a red-hot branding iron with the word veto through any bills he found particularly offensive. The press ate it up while members of the legislature stood on the sidelines shaking their heads. Like it or not, vetoes are part of the process and fall under the heading of checks and balances. It's the governor's chance to hold the legislature accountable, or, depending on your point of view, it's the governor's chance to create gridlock. When the legislature and governor are from two different parties, then neither one gets to implement their full agenda. Governor Bullock has already issued several vetoes this session, and more are sure to follow, especially if the bills are pro-life, pro-religious freedom, or pro-school choice. On these issues, the governor is a solid bulwark for the liberal left. It's all part of the process, and the only way to change it is to change who sits in the governor's chair. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.